Hello and welcome to Everyday Carry Christian. I'm Steve. If this edition is an encouragement to you, please tap on that share button and let somebody know about EDC Christian. We're going to learn some more thriving skills for the soul today. And today's carry skill is to not trip. How do we not trip? Maybe you've watched something like The Three Stooges or some film or show, or maybe just you saw someone in the classroom or walking down the hallway and they were tripped. They tripped up and it was a humorous thing. They recovered from the fall and maybe it was a funny thing. Other times people trip and it's painful and you see that and it hurts. It hurts you to see that. Some time ago we had a puppy in our house and this puppy was pushing its way out from behind the fabric gate. We had a gate crossing the threshold, and this puppy was pushing the fabric through on the bottom and was going into other places it wasn't supposed to go. And so I had a brilliant idea. I'll put a 2x4 at the bottom of this fabric gate, and then the puppy will not be able to push through and escape. And so sure enough, put the 2x4 down, and the puppy could not escape. The only thing was, when the fabric gate was retracted, the 2x4 was left in place, and my wife tripped on that 2x4. A 2x4 across the threshold is not a good idea, and it was a painful fall, so watch her fall like that. Well, how do you not trip in life? How do we not fall down in life? That's the skill question that we're going to ask in Proverbs chapter 3, beginning in verse 21. My son, let not them, that's speaking about wisdom and discretion, let not them depart from thine eyes. We want to keep an eye on this wisdom that is all spoken of throughout the book of Proverbs. Specifically in chapter 3, in the previous section, is a passage where wisdom is personified. It's like it's a person, it's a woman. It's somebody that you can know. And so he says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. The word sound wisdom is one Hebrew word. It's not two separate words like we see in English. Sound wisdom means efficient wisdom. It's effective wisdom. When you employ this wisdom, there's some efficiency to it. You have a little bit that goes a long way, is the idea with it being efficient or sound wisdom. And then he says to keep this discretion. Discretion has to do with purpose. And when we have God's wisdom, and when you and I employ God's discretion, that's when we find our purpose. And when we know our purpose, think of it as a priority that helps us have the discretion to make the decision that we need to make the wise choice. And so discretion has to do with purpose. There's a lot of competing purposes out there. And depending on the worldview that's appealing to you at this moment, it could be that materialism is a priority, or that consumerism, or that self is a priority. Well, then that's going to change if you're going to really have Bible discernment and godly discernment. And so he says to keep it. That means to watch or to guard. Friends, we need to watch out and guard the wisdom that God has for us, that we have from God, and this discretion that we are to have as well. And then there's some results. If we really keep the sound discretion and the sound wisdom and discretion, then so shall they, that wisdom, be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Isn't that a great thing? It's going to be your life. Then thou shalt walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. There it is. How do I not fall in life? Have sound, effective wisdom, and have some discernment, which has to do with having proper priorities and knowing what's really important to help make the right call and the right decision. And then he says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Oh, I can't sleep at night. I don't know. I'm trying to decide this. I have such stress in my life. Your sleep can be sweet if you have some discernment in your life. And he says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh, For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. You don't have to be captured by whatever is taking place in your life. The wisdom and discretion of God can see you through. You don't have to trip. Let's trust the Lord.